Audrey looked at her aunt and then at Elsie. "Do you think he had a revolver with him?" she said in a hushed voice. "Who?" said Elsie excitedly. "That brother of his from Australia. I said as soon as I set eyes on him, 'You're a bad lot, my man.' That's what I said, Elsie. Even before he spoke to me. Rude!" She turned to her aunt. "Well, I give you my word."
"If you remember, Audrey, I always said there was no sayin' with anyone from Australia."
Mrs. Stevens lay back in her chair, breathing rather rapidly.
"I wouldn't go out of this room now, not if you paid me £100,000.
"Oh, Mrs. Stevens," said Elsie, who badly wanted 5 shillings for a new pair of shoes, "I wouldn't go as far as that. Not myself, but—"
"There!"
cried Mrs. Stevens, sitting up with a start. They listened anxiously, the 2 girls instinctively coming closer to the older woman's chair. A door was being shaken, kicked, rattled.
"Listen!"
Audrey and Elsie looked at each other with frightened eyes. They heard a man's voice, loud, angry.
"Open the door!"
it was shouting.
"Open the door! I say, open the door!"
"Don't open the door!" cried Mrs. Stevens in a panic, as if it was her door which was threatened.
"Audrey, Elsie, don't let him in!" "Damn it, open the door!"
came the voice again.
"We're all going to be murdered in our beds!"
she quavered. Terrified, the 2 girls huddled closer, and with an arm around each, Mrs. Stevens sat there, waiting. End of chapter 1.